is the relationship between the physical healing and the recitation of mantras. There is mainstream science and there is alternative science. So alternative science is, so Greeks have been serving them. I'll take it. So now, among the alternative therapies, there is something called music therapy, where at a very basic level, it was discovered that, especially after the Second World War, many in America as well, many warriors, many soldiers returning from the war, they suffered from post-traumatic stress disorder. And it was very difficult to treat and heal it. It was found that if their performances of music, those often brought a level of calm that medication could not bring. And there are a good number of journals that have documented the effects of music therapy. So this is simply the power of sound. Now this music, which was sung and which helped treat PTSD, that was not spiritual music, that was simply ordinary music. Along with that, if we consider that spiritual music has higher potency, then yes, definitely the healing potential is there. So, if we talk about healing, as you said, there is physical healing, there is emotional healing, and there is spiritual healing also. To a large extent, medical research in the previous century, from the middle of the 19th century, from 1850 onwards, till around 1970-1980s, it became highly mechanized. Mechanized means that there's a reliance on instruments. If a patient goes to a doctor, rather than hearing from the patient what all are the symptoms the patient is suffering, doctors started relying more and more on medical reports. Okay, what is the blood count? What is this count? What is that count? What is that count? Now, it's fine. Those parameters can help understand the state of the body. But there are many cases that all the body parameters were perfectly normal. And yet, the person had pain. The heart is normal and yet the person said, my heart is, I'm feeling pain in my arm. Is that? And then science became more and more open to the whole genre of disease called psychosomatic disease. Where the diseases, psycho is the mind, soma is the body. Psychosomatic diseases are those which originate in the mind and then manifest in the body. So the physical aspect of healing is a physical process. And that requires physical mechanism. So it's not that if my hand is fractured and I chant a mantra, I expect the hand to heal. No, I have to go to a doctor. Even there, if you look at the ancient Bhaktivinoda tradition also, there are the alternative branch of medicine called Ayurveda, which has sophisticated surgical and other skills that are developed. So mantra chanting is not considered a substitute for that. But there is the emotional aspect of healing, which is often neglected in modern mainstream medicine. Although now, there's a turning around in modern medicine, becoming more open to emotional aspects also. So what is found is that if somebody is sick and needs to be healed, if a person chants mantras and experiences a sense of well-being by the chanting of mantras, then that will promote healing much, much more. So I come from Mumbai, India, and in Mumbai, the Bhakti Yogis over there, there are a whole community of doctors. They have made a hospital. It's called the Bhakti Ram Hospital, and there they're the pioneers, the world pioneers in offering spiritual care. They have proper medical hospital with diagnostic and treatment facilities, but along with that, they offer spiritual counseling, spiritual support. Because many times in patients, when people fall sick or they get accident or whatever, they become emotionally broken. And when they're emotionally broken down, that those negative emotions to check their being. So it's been found that more the patients avail of the spiritual counseling facility, the quicker they be and the better they be. And increasingly there are reports which are getting published in mainstream journals also about this. So again, going back to the earlier point, mantra chanting is not a replacement for normal physical healing, but it is a complement. And it can accelerate the healing that happens through mantra chanting. Does that answer your question?